Myanmar's former elected leader is facing her first verdict in a series of trials few believe will be fair. Aung San Suu Kyi faces charges ranging from breaking coronavirus rules to corruption. She's also been accused of committing electoral fraud. The ruling junta says Suu Kyi and her co-defendants are safe and being treated well. But many in Myanmar, that's also known as Burma, say they're concerned.
The legal system in Burma is very corrupted. The judge they're not independent. They have to read the order from the top. You know, even they don't have the authority to decide, you know, whether the person is guilty or not.
Suu Kyi and her co-defendants deny the charges against them. The junta has barred the defense team from speaking to reporters about the hearings.
The military is trying to put her away for as long as you can imagine. I think they have finally realized after seeing her rout them in elections in 1990, in 2015, in 2020, that the only way that they will remain in power is if they put her back in some sort of permanent house arrest.
Suu Kyi's party, the National League for Democracy, had won a landslide victory in last year's elections, which international observers have said were largely free and fair. The junta alleges there was voter fraud and used that as a justification for seizing power. A conviction for incitement carries a maximum penalty of 2 years imprisonment. But if Suu Kyi is found guilty of all the charges against her, she could be sentenced to more than 100 years in prison. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera.